This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The U.S. Inspector General sent a letter to a New Mexico senator confirming the investigation into whether the Departments of Interior and Treasury violated ethics and rules regulations. U.S. Senator Tom Udall, a Democrat, shared the letter in an announcement welcoming the investigation. Udall serves as vice chairman of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. According to the letter, the Inspector General's office says it will investigate whether the Department of Treasury released tribal data improperly, and it will also investigate whether a senior Trump administration official showed a potential conflict of interest advocating that Alaska Native corporations be eligible for a portion of the $8 billion tribal allocation of the CARES Act. A lawsuit filed on behalf of six tribes, three of them are Alaska tribes, claimed that the Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs violated ethics rules by advocating for Alaska Native corporations to receive a portion of the CARES Act reserved for tribal governments. The lawsuit says that as a shareholder of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, a regional Native corporation, Tara Sweeney intentionally diverted money to Native corporations and away from Lower 48 and Alaska Native tribes. The Assistant Secretary of Indian Affairs works within the Department of Interior, which is a defendant in the lawsuit, along with the Department of Treasury. A statement from Udall's office says a New Mexico senator requested the reviews in April after hearing concerns from tribal governments. The statement says, quote, "These formal reviews into potential wrongdoing related to the disbursement of CARES Act funds reserved for tribal governments are absolutely necessary," end quote. The tribal allocation was originally scheduled to begin April 26th. However, that funding was delayed. A judge issued an injunction against any allocation reserved for Alaska Native regional and village corporations until the lawsuit is settled. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.